Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And just begin to center yourself into the abiding presence of our God. As you breathe in, remember the words of Jesus as he breathed onto his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." As you continue to breathe in, invite God's presence into deeper places in your heart and mind. As you breathe out any anxieties or worries. Just allow the distractions to drift off and float away. God, we invite you into this space, into this time. Have your way. Spirit, we ask that you would speak to us through your word, that you would bring your words to life. Make them alive and active in our lives today. The writer of Hebrews in chapter 2, verse 14 says this: "Since, therefore, we, the children of God, share in flesh and blood, God himself likewise partook of the same things." Since therefore we, the children of God, share in flesh and blood, God himself likewise partook of the same things. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and the Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. Just allow yourself to receive the reality of God becoming flesh, like us, for us. What would it have been like for Jesus to live a completely and utterly human life? What are the pains associated with humanity? The difficulties, the hurts and frustrations, the discomfort. What kind of choice was it for God to take on flesh? God, help us to understand and embrace the reality of you living and breathing and walking, sitting, standing, sleeping. Allow that to impact our hearts and minds right now. Jesus, thank you. Since therefore we, the children of God, share in flesh and blood, God himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. God, would you help us to understand how the fear of death has taken hold on our hearts and our minds? But where has that fear enslaved us? What has it prevented us from doing? How has it shaped our worldview? How has it kept us from you? How has our fear of death encouraged us to walk down a path that doesn't lead to true life? How has it caused us to take shortcuts, to avoid discomfort? God himself likewise took on the same things, that through death, his own death on the cross, he might destroy the one who has the power of death. Lord, would you help us to feel the chains falling off our souls, setting us free from the fear of death, the power of death, the sting of death. Help us to internalize the choice that you made and the consequences of that choice, that you would suffer, that you would be tortured to death for our sins. freedom. For surely it is not the angels that God helps, but he helps the offspring of Abraham, his descendants by faith. Therefore, Jesus had to be made like his brothers and sisters in every respect, so that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Spirit, would you help us to see Jesus as the one interceding for us, the one advocating for us, the one representing us to you. Help us to see him as faithful and merciful, knowing our weaknesses personally, understanding our humanity experientially. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My little children, I'm writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is the payment for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. For because Jesus himself has suffered when tempted, he is able to help those who are being tempted. God, we sit in your presence in weakness, in the frailty of humanity. We sit here with distorted desires, with longings for things that don't bring life. We come before you as people who experience temptation. The drawing of our hearts to things which are not life. Help us to understand the full reality of who Jesus is, what he became, human, weak, and yet strong. May we trust that He is merciful. May we trust that He is faithful. Help us to have confidence because of Jesus becoming flesh, taking on our sin and dying a torturous death, defeating death, and removing the power of death so that we might be free. God, thank you that you would do that for us. Help us to live today in response to who you are, what you have done for us, and what you are continuing to do in us by your power. We need you. We pray all of these things in the beautiful name of Jesus.